The Lord strives to point out how silly was the thought of the Pharisees and scribes, for the people had understood what they were implying in what they were saying, and so today they declare that it is by the power of Beelzebub that our Lord drives out demons, and ultimately that teaching can be traced right back to the seats of the Pharisees and of the scribes. And of course, they knew it was absurd, and so the Lord seeks today to point out that which they already know. For our Lord did no works contrary to the kingdom of God, and yet this epithet would be thrown against him by the envy of the Pharisees and scribes. For they believed, as would the leaders of this world, that our Lord came in order to depose them and to drive them out. But it was not the case, as with all things and all callings, our Lord came only that these callings may be sanctified. It was very likely that our Lord had set up the old covenant so that when he came, and if he was recognized and accepted by the chosen people, the Pharisees and the scribes themselves would have entered into the holy priesthood. But yet they had set up a kingdom of this world, and so they wished to be governed ultimately by the king of this world. But our Lord, in order to give confidence to us all, shows very clearly that he is stronger than he. For in his example, he points out that the devil is strong and that he attacks. And then he points out, but when one comes stronger, he will overcome him and divide his spoils. And so our Lord is striving to teach us all that he has come to overcome the wiles of the devil and his influence on the human family, and that he has come to take from him, from Satan, his spoils. And so ultimately, our Lord wishes to take all souls caught in sin from the devil in order to give them his mercy and his forgiveness, and ultimately to bring them to eternal glory in heaven. And so our Lord wishes that all members of his mystical body, all who have been claimed from Satan and the kingdom of wrath, in order to bring them into the kingdom of peace, he wishes that we use all things in this world in order to distribute one thing and one thing only, that is the truth of Christ. And so he has established and done all things well, and we should have great confidence in him. For ultimately, when we see the state of the world and the sins that afflict our society, we tend to lose confidence, and indeed, often we can even tend to doubt the church and her impeccability. For we know full well that the church is made up of sinful members, but she herself is impeccable. She cannot deceive us in regards to faith and morals. And so we must constantly remind ourselves of this truth, especially in a day and age when it becomes so tempting to abandon the mystical body of Christ. And ultimately, we do that by one of two ways, either by sins of excess or sins of defects. One often leads to heresy, the other to schism, and they are a great divide within the mystical body of Christ, and ultimately they cannot stand. For ultimately, if they are not in the end reconciled with Holy Mother the Church, then they too will be driven out as our Lord drove out the demons from the chosen people. And so we must constantly understand and remind ourselves, well, the heretic sins against faith, the schismatic often sins against charity, and primarily because he refuses to give the vicar of Christ those prerogatives that our Lord himself has entrusted to him. And so we must constantly renew our faith, we must constantly renew our filial devotion to the vicar of Christ, for without these we risk losing the very faith itself, the very safeguard, and the very protection against all the wiles of the devil. And so let us patiently go about our lives in this world, knowing that while it is in a terrible state, our Lord is always working for the conversion of sinners, as he works for our own conversion. For we too know, as members of the mystical body, we too are sinners and in need of the forgiveness of God. And so let us strive, while always speaking the truth, as St. Paul tells us, in season and out of season, let us always strive to exercise that patience by which ultimately the enemies of Christ and those who have fallen into error, whether it be the error of schism or the error of heresy, come to their senses, are reconciled with Christ, and again begin to work out their salvation in fear and trembling. And so, as we confidently meditate upon the mysteries of our faith, we must constantly remind ourselves of this great conquest of our Lord, that he came in order to drive out demons, and as he assures us in today's gospel, he is stronger, even stronger than the strongest of our adversaries, that is, Beelzebub himself and all his minions. And if we only exercise that patience and in always exercising charity, that is, loving God above all things and our neighbor as ourselves, always seeking opportunities to instruct our neighbor in truth, but always leaving the conversion to Almighty God, for he has worked things out well. And so let us strive always to remember these truths as we go forth in our faith, so that we do not experience that which the Lord has said. Upon our conversion, often the demons flee, but they will come back. And ultimately, if we have not been vigilant, that is, if we begin to doubt Holy Mother Church and her impeccability, then he comes not with himself, but with seven other demons, and our second state is much worse than our first. And often this is the case when we run into the obdurate heretical teaching or the schismatic teachings of those who think they know better than the church. The heretic often sins by defect because he denies an article of the faith, while the schismatic often sins about excess because he thinks he knows more than the vicar of Christ. And so let us strive always to follow that via media, that middle road, because ultimately it is called the middle way, not because it is a mixture of excess or defect, of schism or heresy, but rather because it stands above them both, because it is the way of Christ and it is Holy Mother the Church. And so let us always remain faithful sons and daughters of Holy Mother Church, praying each and every day of our lives for the Vicar of Christ and for all of humanity, so that ultimately all may come to know the deliverance from demons by Satan, and ultimately come to know that which the saints know this very day, that God is love, and we are called to contemplate this love for all eternity in heaven.